to say thank you to Xavier from Brooklyn at a premium level.
Wow.
Xavier always looks forward to listening to your show.
Oh, thank you.
Request to make another Strength or Failure t-shirt.
Oh.
Maybe in the future we'll have that.
Maybe. We'll see.
2027 could be.
We'll see. I mean, you know. You know, you can't predict the future, you know. Anything could happen.
You can predict all you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I could predict all I want, but, you know, what actually happens could be radically different.
For a listener from the West Coast in San Gabriel, California, Christy, thank you for your pledge to the show. And Chris from Maplewood, New Jersey, also throwing in some more funds to pledge for the duo music that you were playing earlier.
All right.
It's amazing. We love feeling the love. Also to Morgan from Brooklyn checking in.
Thanks, Morgan.
All right.
Yes.
This comment is rah, 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 rah for rah. Rah, rah, rah. Son, rah, 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 rah.
Right.
Rah.
Thanks, Cliff. All right.
And
is that it?
We got another one, or we can take a listen if you like.
You know, let me put this on because this kind of has a groove to it, and I think it'll help a little bit. It's here, check this out. All right. I'm going to keep this rolling in the background while we try to get a few more pledges coming in. 1-800-989-9368. I've got less than 6 minutes to the end of the show. Hardy White comes up at 6 right here on WFMU. Bethany, once again, thanks so much for doing what you're doing here today, co-hosting and such.
Love it. It's kind of fun to be in the passenger chair or just like
I'm
be
glad
face
you
to face.
I'm glad
with
you feel
DJ.
That way.
I like it.
Good for you.
I don't know. It's I don't have to cue the stuff up. When you're on the air, there's a million things in your
mind. True.
You know?
It's true. There's a lot to do.
All the gears are running, and then afterwards, you're sometimes like, "Oh, that was so fun," and I'm so.
Did Boz pledge yet again?
If that was the phone ringing,
no.
It could
come
be.
On. Really?
Could be. I don't know. Let's see.
I see it on the board. I can't believe he's doing this. Oh man, Boz.
There it is.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What?
Boz.
I mean, you are
something else, man.
That is a CD player and more. I don't know.
It's man, like, that is wild.
Swag forever for Boz.
Yeah,
for sure.
He's going to get like some kind of special statue here. So I don't know.
I think
he deserves
well
it.
Within the range of what we can
that's wild.
Summon or what we
can. Well, thanks so much. You're too generous, really, Boz. But thank you. We appreciate it.
Listener Graham appreciates your movie listings and is checking in with the pledge here. And a anniversary size pledge for you, Fabio.
Very nice. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We can still get a few more in about, what time is it here? Let's see.
So in
2 or 3 minutes, we'll do the giveaway for the William Klein, which is a phenomenal box set, by the way. Anyone who's pledged $75 or more during this show will be in the running for that. And anyone who pledges now will be in the running. Okay?
Excellent.
So, we got three and a half minutes to go. 1-800-989-9368 or pledge on the playlist directly right there. You hit that little button and it'll take you to the thing and you can fill it out and put it however much you want to pledge, and you'd be helping us out immensely. Even $20, you know, like new listeners, if you're just for the first time discovering the station,
drop in a $20 pledge and you're in the club.
Don't spend that money on that garbage at, you know, one of those fancy chain coffee places.
Fast casual restaurants.
You know, no. You know, the coffee places that make this frap that's like half of it is sugar, right?
Never heard of it.
The other half is like some garbage they throw together with, you know, in the chem
filler.
Lab. You know, well, it's chemicals, right? And so you pay like, those things cost like 12, it's like a milkshake almost. It's a gigantic thing.
So many other ways
you
can
poison you. And you spend that much, It's crazy
Get
to me.
Get the good energy from pledging to WFMU. Yeah. How about it? How about it, everybody?
Okay, in 1 minute, we're going to give away the William Klein. I was going to say, I don't know why I was thinking of Eve Klein. William Klein, Delirious Fictions of William Klein, 3-DVD set of his feature-length films from 65 or 66 through 77. Great box set, by the way, from Criterion. Anyone else to thank?
Oh, yeah, we got them coming in. Kent says he's been listening. It's been part of your life. This show is since the internet.
All right. Excellent.
And then listener Kevin in Philadelphia looks forward to strength through failure all week long.
Oh, well, thanks. Philly is a fun town. I dig it. Thanks, Kevin.
Here's a kind of good anecdote from listener Kroll Sagan. We know from the comments. So, Fabio, you were in heavy rotation through a long spell taking care of mom. And he said the cult initiation was complete when I heard a weird echo in the room and realized she was listening to the show as well.
Room,
all on her own.
That's wild.
Kind of cool.
That's great.
A cool
Thanks, Jefferson, for sharing that with us.
Yep.
He's in Arizona. Anyone else?
Correct. Yes. We have Patty.
Patty.
In Brooklyn, New York, getting your premium. Fabio is also the gateway.
Oh, wow.
The gateway pledge.
You like that,
That's
huh?
Pretty awesome.
Oh, we're getting really close to the goal. Wow. Okay.
We did with this really big donation from Adrian in Ridgewood, everybody.
We did it. All right.
Oh, wow. That is a secret society pledge.
Really?
Secret society pledge.
Oh, man. That's
Bravo.
Great.
And welcome. And Adrian says, I have no doubt that WFMU will outlive the United States of America.
Okay, we have to give away the prize now because we got to make room for Hardy.
Prize is going to Bianca.
Bianca!
Enjoy the Delirious Fictions of William Klein.
Congratulations, Bianca. I hope you enjoy that movie.
How we got so close!
Thanks, Bethany. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU, East Orange.
Left to go.
WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks, everyone who's pledged. Keep pledging and stay tuned for Hardy White. See you later, Bethany.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition. Welcome, Hardy White.
Oh, I'm so glad to be with you. I do hear an echo. And
you have bad echo?
I do have bad echo.
All right, let me see what I can do.
I wonder if I'll just talk through it like I don't. And I'm thinking maybe someday I might have a neurological problem that mimics this.
Still have echo?
I don't.
Oh, good.
I don't think I do. Now it sounds perfect.
Excellent.
It was a wonderful kind of, I was thinking about, like, what if someday I have a neurological problem where I've got to just power through that.
And Hardy, and say hello to your co-host, Kevin Nutt.
Hello, Kevin.
Hardy, we meet again.
It's so great to be with you today, and especially because it's that special, special time of the year, marathon time at our favorite radio station WFMU, and it has made, I know, a huge difference in both of our lives and the lives of thousands and thousands of people. Isn't that true? I'm interrogating you. You say yes. Kevin would say yes if he was there.
Yes, I am here.
I'll speak for him.
You have millions of followers. It should be called Million Nutrition.
Oh, I don't know about followers.
Oh, yeah.
I have like-minded folks that like to show up on my front porch with me and say, hey, Hardy, I am also lonely. Do you mind if I sit here? And I say, yes, if you agree to not do anything while I just talk incessantly. And so, all right, I'll do that. So you just be quiet, and I will talk and talk for us, so you don't have to. And you can sit there and think about your problems or your blessings.
Can I whittle? And
you can whittle. Oh, no, you can. Well, you can. The thing about radio is I would have no idea if you were talking on the other end. And so there is, that's the free part of free form. You can be forming your freedom over there while I'm sharing mine with you. And that's what I love about it. It's a medium of sharing. And it's the fun to share your mediums, especially with a large or an extra large, because they look silly in them. And I feel like that with my friends. Oh, I don't know if I deserve how much love and friendship I get from this station and being with you, friends. But this is a time of year where I can give thanks and express my gratitude, and that frees me from some of my guilt. And so I think that's what a wonderful reason to do it. So I can reach out and say, we need you because we need one another for this endeavor. And then you can say thank you, and I say thank you, and then you say thank you,
thank
and
you.
I say no, thank you.
Thank you.
And this was a whole, I don't know how old you are, but if you're old enough to remember the comedian Kelly Monteith, who might be better known, he's an American fella who was probably better known in the UK, where he had to go for people to laugh at him. But he had a routine where he'd say, people say, thank you. And then you go, no, thank you. And then you go, thank you, like that. And he'd do that. And I don't know what happened here, but he had to leave the country.
I saw him on the Mike Douglas show.
Yes, he was on the Mike Douglas show.
Yeah.
And he was a likable fellow, I think.
You know, Rich Hall had to go to Ireland. You remember Rich Hall?
Yes, did he? Because he had a thing. He was doing like puns or something, wasn't he?
That's right. Sniglets.
Sniglets. I knew he'd get deported.
Yeah.
I had a feeling. I said, that's any kind of puns or something like that. There's a violence to wordplay. And I think a lot of people come and say, that's enough. Go with the punning.
Yeah.
There was the now discredited neurologist who I won't name. He one time wrote about a person who had a brain injury. And the reason I won't name him is because he was making some things up. Had a brain injury, which caused him to pun incessantly. And I thought, man, that's what's wrong with my friend, Bland Lawson. But then maybe he's got, you know, bless his heart, maybe it was when he was hit by a car. And I'm being too hard on him, saying, you're not paying any attention to what I'm saying. You're too busy thinking of a pun. Like that. So I like this show because I can work some things out too, Kevin, with strangers. And they don't have to. It's a lot like, it's like confession. And the priest has fallen asleep. And it's lovely. A lot of people say that. Say, if I was a Catholic, the priest would say that. Say, Hardy, I got to tell you, I love your confessions. I don't know if I should say this, but I fall asleep to them. And I just love it. And I just love the sound of your voice. It just lulls me a lot of times. I say, thank you, Father.
I was at a Greek Orthodox wedding once, and the priest there drank so many martinis that not only was he the last one to leave, he had to be because he was so drunk he couldn't stand up.
Oh, that's, you know, sometimes that's a religious commandment to get so, it is like on Purim or something, to get so drunk you don't even, you can't even, so he was celebrating. Oh, good for him.
He had a smile on his face.
The clergy should take that on for other people so that other wedding guests don't have to embarrass themselves. Say, listen, the priest or the clergyman, the pastor here is going to do all the drinking for us. So none of you have to drink too much and embarrass yourselves. He's going to take it on, and he'll be the sort of scapegoat. And we'll go, oh, we're all embarrassed for you. And then also people will leave at a reasonable time because, like, oh, he's sicking up all over the narthex. And that'll drive them away.
Have you had coffee, Hardy?
What do you mean?
Right before the show.
No. My philosophy with entertainment is have a little bit of energy. And then because, like, I remember listening to some people on radio who would go the laconic way, which is fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
And there's that.
And if you want to be a little sleepy, I can be a little sleepy.
But I get very excited, and I'm not a person that likes to disguise their emotions. But also, no, I haven't had any caffeine because past a certain hour, I got a bad stomach. I can't have a lot of caffeine, alcohol, all those kind of things that make life better.
Yeah.
I just can't have them anymore. And I don't mind, so much.
Do you know what Psalms 104:14 says?
No.
What Blessed is
the wine.
It's
not one of the imprecatory ones, is it?
Blessed is the wine that gladdens men's hearts.
It's true, though, but not every. It doesn't have to be literal wine. I always look, when you look at the Psalms, you can just like stick anything else you want in there, and you go.
You sound like a Baptist now.
The Jews beat you to it, because they were the Psalms are the source of Jewish mysticism. They'd look at it and they go, you know what I see? What? Kabbalah. I go, are you sure? Yes. So there's a lot of things can be read into the Psalms, and they do lots of referencing to the scriptures themselves, don't they? And I love comforting poetry, and I think that's what we provide in many ways, is a sort of way to poetically express our needs and our desires. And I think that in many ways, radio is a sort of reverse praying. So what you do is you tune in and you hear the prayers of others. You know, you hear music, that's an expression of someone's grief or maybe their joy, or you hear some other kind of audio art, and its purpose is to cry out the way the human heart needs to cry out when it's full of emotion. And those are coming into our homes, and the prayers that we hear from WFMU are diverse and strange, and like no others that we get to experience. And there they are, being beamed from the minds of many people of all sorts of backgrounds and ages, and from over all the ages. And when you think about that, it's a miraculous, wonderful thing. And But I'll calm down a little bit, because you thought maybe I was talking so fast, I was kind of like, can you get diarrhea just from the talking fast part, or do you need the coffee for that?
No, I was
teasing. But I will, you know what I'm going to do right now, and that I'm going to be real quiet for 40 minutes.
No, you're not.
Because I think we've done this before on the station, it's kind of known for this, and I think it'll be an expression. No, of course I'm not going to do that. But I'm quiet in my heart right now. There's a sort of calm and quiet in me. And because I'm thinking of you, my friend out there. Kevin, have you been enjoying you're up there in New Jersey now. You're in Jersey City physically.
I am physically here.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Having a great time. And I'm going to use this time to say, you mentioned about audio spirituality a second ago. I'm going to remind folks that they can call 800-989-9368 if you love Hardy White. Oh, and WFMU.org, which is my favorite way to pledge. And either way is fine. But if you're listening to this show right now, you know what Hardy White means to not only WFMU, but to the wider world, the spiritual world. You mentioned Kabbalah. Yeah, the numbers embedded in the texts. You suss it out for us and bring it out. And we depend on that. We depend on that, Hardy. It lifts us up. It makes us feel so good. Even if we don't quite follow some of your narratives, but that's a good thing. To be confused in ecstatic joy is what I hope when I listen to your show, Brother Hardy.
Oh, thank you so much for those words.
Yes.
I feel very, very blessed. You know, it's so funny because I do have... We all, and I think we all should have, when it comes to expressing our love for others or our gratitude, I think we should have huge ambitions, you know, so huge that we look foolish or small in our quests, you know, because the excuse is, well, it's not, you know, it's for me and it's not for me. And when I feel focused on others and my gratitude, and when I remember how we're all struggling, and how I remember that some days maybe only I feel up to saying something that we might need to hear. You know, we yes. all are strong at different times.
Yes.
Sometimes, and I like to think about it like this, Kevin. I like to think yeah. about like we're mountain climbing, right? And we're all, okay. the reason that we're roped together yes. is because if one of us falls in a crevasse, then we're still tied to that person. And so we can lift them out. Like you know, it. The chances of us all going in the crevasse at once are low. But see, yeah. when we're tied together, we're there to lift that person out. And those ties need to be bound in peace when we're at the bottom of the mountain. And so that when we head up and we're in the midst of our struggles, that we're lashed together like that strongly and soundly. And these bonds are what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about yes. the radio station are those ropes that are holding us together on this impossible a mission like Sisyphus. I've climbed up that mountain.
Kazoo time.
I asked a friend, I had a friend's a high school English teacher. I said, what is it? Is it, how do you say like Sisyphus? Sisyphic? He said, the fewer the syllables, the better. And I said, thank you. So I don't really know. But I do think that we are tied together and we need these bonds. And if I've got some joy in my heart or some energy or I've got some ideas, you know, I have this avenue for telling you about it. And you can just sit and listen. Nothing's required of you. And we thought, boy, gosh, that's not like it is during the day mostly. So much is required of us. We're being asked to do this, that, and the other thing. And we feel that we don't have much freedom. But for inside our heads. And so we have to be reminded, you know, to journey there. And so that's part of my confusion. So let me take you somewhere and I'm going to have to spin you around with a blindfold first to get you in the right state of mind. Because when you enter a funhouse, you know, your inclination in that funhouse is to zip through it as quickly as possible. Get me to the end. But see, that's not the fun part. The fun part is being disoriented and lost and having to surrender to the moment and say, I must confront my powerlessness and say, I've got to go through this hall of mirrors slowly with my hands in front of me, exploring, using my senses. And when I do that, I will be stimulated, entertained, in a way that I might not have been if I'd had my head down, just going through it as quickly as possible. And so I think that's my excuse for not making any sense.
You always make sense, Hardy. What do you say?
Oh, I thank you so much.
Yeah. You know, so you're like Phil Rizzuto. You know, you're kind of talking here and there about a ball player and where the ball's going, and then something that happened the week before, and then something that happened with his wife, and it all seems disparate, and where's he going? But then, boom, the final thing, you tie it all together in one just kind of magic, poetic resonance of true reality.
Oh, that's very poetic.
It's
I remember
true,
Phil Rizzuto at the end of his life going, this is Phil Rizzuto for the Money Store. So I don't know what that was all about. I don't know what the Money Store is, but I could use one now, Phil, wherever you are, hear us. We'd love our prayers for a Money Store right here to open up next door to WFMU. Say, and then we just knock through the wall, right? We just like get a crew together, about five of us, break down the wall to the Money Store, send in Wally Cox first because he's slim, go in there and rob the safe. Oh, man, I fantasize about these things. But until then, we're going to have to ask our friends to help share their resources, which is a lot. I always feel bad about that because I think about all the, you know, all the neat stuff you could buy with your money, like food or shelter. And so, you know, if you are blessed where you can do this for yourself and for your brothers and sisters who can't do it and who love the station and need it. And gosh, what an act of love and kindness. And the ones that you do for strangers or somebody you can never thank you, those are so powerful. So
the testimony you hear there is Brother Hardy White, magnificent. And his one-hour show here every Thursday evening, so you can rejuvenate your spirituality, your confidence in humans, our fellow human beings, and to let everybody know that everything's going to be all right if we just stick together like those mountain climbers. You don't want to climb it by yourself because you fall off, and that's not good. You only get to mess up once. And Hardy, I've got people that believe in you and believe in WFMU, some folks that we need to thank right here.
Oh, let's thank them. I love doing this.
Mark in Kentwood, Michigan.
Thank you, Mark.
He says, blessings to Hardy and all at WFMU, keeping us sane.
Oh,
yeah. Wonderful. And also shouts out to Sinner's Crossroads.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, I hope so. We're both here.
Yes. Francis from Coniston, New South Wales. That's in Australia.
That is in Australia. Yeah. Well, I tell you, I just like to do a special thank you and recognition of our and my Australian listeners who are wonderful. Let you know they're listening. Thank you. They're interesting and yes, funny and great. And we're so blessed to have them. I wish we weren't so darned far away, but that's the miracle of this station too, is we got relationships with people in Australia. So just, gosh, enormous thanks to y'all over there.
There's something about the connection that we feel, a listener and a host or DJ, or especially your show, because you're so concerned about how people feel and the current state of love in this world, you know. And but there's just something about, you know, when who was the guy? Shepherd, is that the guy's name? That he's a hero here around WFMU. He would just talk on the radio.
Oh, Gene Shepherd?
Yeah, Gene Shepherd.
Yeah, yeah, Christmas Story, Gene Shepherd.
Yeah, yeah. And the connection, that bond that can go out over the radio and back, you know, it's very special.
It is, and it's very important. And it's one of those things, like, it's like being a night watchman or something like that, just on guard duty, because it's really any beautiful voice in any port in the storm, but any wonderful voice in the night can be so important. It can be the difference between life and death. You know, just knowing someone's out there, what an alienating culture we live in the whole world. You know, you can be alone in a city of 6 million people and be incredibly isolated and feel like there is no one I can see right now. But listen, I'm telling you, you know, I might not know who you are specifically, friend, but I know you're there. And I know if we were together, we would see in one another that shared humanity and that understanding. Because if I'm the type of person that that recognizes that there are lonely people, and you're the type of person that reaches out, then my gosh, there we already share something in common. So know that there's other hearts out there. Don't you're not alone. You know, you're isolated, but you're hardly alone. Yes. And we can't even, gosh, it's hard to even be with people we love and are close to sometimes. You know, we're so far away. I have loved ones that I'm separated by oceans from, and I feel that longing acutely. And so we all have that. And I don't sit there and talk about these things. Like, a lot of times I am immensely silly, because I realize that, you know, you don't go to like a hospital where there's sick people and not bring your clown nose or something. I don't know. Maybe that's not a good, I don't know. Maybe not the clown nose. God bless you, Patch Adams.
Well, you know, I was, when you said that, I was thinking about the gentleman who wrote that great song, In the Still of the Night. He was a night watchman on duty in the military.
Oh, wow.
That one.
That's what it's like. That those sounds you made is just what it's like to being on the radio at night. Sometimes I wish I was on really super late at night. That, like, weird. Oh, yeah. I do like that people can drive. I mean, because we're on, we're on, you know, broadcast radio. Yeah. People drive through our signal, which is, that gets me off. Now, I love that idea. Like, that they hear you and then they don't hear you.
Fade out.
And they may not even know who you are.
Yeah.
Or what just happened.
I was going to say, huh? What? I was, when I was a kid, I had a transistor radio, and late at night, I would just go slowly up and down the dial, you know, listening for stations that would fade in and then fade out. A very soothing, inspiring feeling. Yeah, I still like to do
it
that.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. Haunting, it's very comforting. And you feel sort of like of the world and also floating above it. And I always liked that as a kid. I sort of like, you know, kind of kids secretly want to be a ghost. You know, I'd love to just float through and watch and be an observer and fly around and everything without all the burden of you know, being weak or vulnerable, where I can just experience the world as a spirit. And that's radio can bring us that beautiful experience where it's just an equalizer.
It is. If you like what Hardy is talking about, and of course you do, you can pledge to WFMU during our 2-week marathon. That's what this is. It keeps us on the air. We get so much of our operating budget from these 2 weeks, just the vast majority of it. And we stop here at 2 weeks. We really don't start. We actually put it in overdrive these 2 weeks. This is Hardy's last show of the marathon. And as much as this man emanates love through the airwaves, through the ether, through people next to people in 20 degrees and 40 degrees of people, you can return a little bit of that love right now at 800-989-9368 and WFMU.org. You'll see how to pledge at your computer there. And we got people to thank here, Hardy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right, let me see where I'm going to start. Do you know Ann in Lexington?
Oh, yes, yes, very, very well. Yes, Ann in Lexington.
Yes.
I would say so well, I would say that she probably is in, she might be in the next room, but I'm not.
Yeah, she is a very generous pledge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Dave in New York City and supporting your show gets love from Hardy.
Thank you, Dave.
Ralph in Fresh Meadows with a premium plus size pledge, and he says very nicely, best wishes to Hardy.
Oh, thank you so much.
And Jeanette from Digman's Ferry with a t-shirt size pledge. And folks, write some comments. That's why.
Thank you, Jeanette. Yeah, or we'll make up one for you then, and maybe you're like, "But that's not what I feel." Well, then you should have said.
We also have David from Woodstock.
Thank you, David from Woodstock.
Yeah, he's spacing out his swag for life. And he says, it's wonderful to hear two of my favorite personalities together, and I'm so glad to be chained to WFMU.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Oh, I know David. I think you don't know David. Yeah. And Benjamin from Butler, Pennsylvania. Bless you both. Hardy and Kevin,
thank you, WFMU,
for your bolstering of our hearts.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Benjamin.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And I love that. I try to do a little meditation when I hear people's names and sort of imagine them like I'm Professor Xavier and they're floating. I'm in the magnetron or whatever, and they're floating around. I can see them in their chair or something. Typing, and I try to visualize so it's real. So you're real people to me. I hope I get you right. You don't. I'll tell you what I don't make you look like is one of those little meta characters or anything like that. I wouldn't do that to you.
Hey, so, you know Nardwar, don't you?
Of?
You know,
I know of
Nardwar, right?
We're not close.
But if he was here, he would say, you know, Hardy. Miracle Nutrition Hardy White, didn't you brush your teeth as a performance piece at some time?
Yeah. You're Nardwaring me. Yes, I did.
Tell us about that.
Yes, I did. I remember I did a piece. It was like a mixed media thing, and I've always been fascinated with ritual, and I think people enjoy ritual, and a lot of the Dadaists did sort of absurdist ritual. And you know, when people even go to like a church or like maybe the Catholic Church or something has a like a Latin mass or something, you don't know what's going on. And part of that is wonderful, right? Not knowing what's going on, just having experience like that. So I decided to do, as part of my performance, a ritual. And so I did, I ritually brushed my teeth. I didn't actually brush them. It was symbolically, you know.
Yeah.
Just, and then, but everything was symbolic. And then we did, my favorite part about that performance was there was a unison reading, but half the audience got one reading and the other half got another reading, but the whole paragraph was a homophone.
What?
So they sounded alike. Oh. So every word was identical to the other word, but with a slightly different meaning. So it was really weird. So it sounded alike, and people were trying to get into sync. You know how you're in your church and you do a unison reading, and
oh, yeah.
It has that like oscillating, like, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So it has like, it comes in like that, you know, like the Led Zeppelin. Like, you name. And then it trails out. So, and I love that, that out of sync thing. So I planned it so that there was no way to really sync them. And then when people are speaking, it's very difficult to speak and listen at the same time, which is why I sort of enjoyed having the echo when I first started the show, because I was like, can I do this? Can I speak when the word is coming into my ear, like, too late? And the answer is no, you can't do that.
Tell us about that cable access show there, Hardy.
Oh, wow, this is it. So the very first Hardy White was, friends and I filmed it, and there we found out there was a commercial access station. So it was like, wasn't like community access where it's free. It was a pay to get on it station, but it was super cheap, right? So, and what it was for, basically the only other thing I think that was on it was like the real estate showcase.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, this mid-century modern beauty is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It features amenities with that. Right? It was just slides. So we decided to shoot like a variety show, and we did that. And actually, there's somebody who went. There was someone on it who went on to have a actual career. Isn't that interesting?
Who was that?
Johnny Pemberton. So you can IMDb him, but
wow,
boy, that boy, he's got a good work ethic. So he's been, he's on that, and he's like, man, I got to get out of Tallahassee. And then that was right after he's on my show, on the commercial access show that ran after the real estate showcase. And then he was out there, and I think he was on like Always Sunny, and then he was in the Weird Al movie, he was in Ant-Man. It's been a lot.
Wow.
I know,
right? This is in Tallahassee.
I launched him, I think.
Yeah.
I think is the, you know, the Hardy bump.
You catapulted him.
Well, a lot of times, you know. So, like, I got a lot of friends that are from Owensboro, and I always think, like, you know, you got to give some credit to Owensboro for making them leave. And I feel like that. I was like, maybe I'm like, you know. He took a look around and goes, "This is not show business." And it doesn't matter whether you positively motivate somebody. Say, "Bless your heart, go on there. You need to get out of here." Then, so I think that's the way I think it.
When you drive into Owensburg, what was it?
Owensboro?
Yeah,
Owensboro. It's in western Kentucky.
Okay, did they have a sign now, home of?
Yeah, it's home. Well, they say home of Johnny Depp. No, he was born there.
Really?
Johnny Depp was born there. He didn't live there, though.
Wow.
So, and then Florence Henderson was born there, but she lived there.
Really?
Yeah, Florence Henderson.
Bunch.
Yes.
Oh.
I know. So sometimes it's nice to go there and just say, wow, you know, wow. Guess who was here? Florence Dam Henderson.
Wow.
Was right here, walked around here, went to high school, was like, I'm going to go get a malted or whatever.
Do you remember the Brady Bunch, how she had her hair, it went down over her ears and stuck to her neck and then kind of whooshed out? How do you think she did that?
I don't know. It was a little bit the Shirley Jones Partridge Family had a similar kind of.
Yeah.
Thingy like going that too. That's a really weird. Yeah.
Yes.
I was watching a Banachek the other day, and I saw Marty Engels. And I was like, Marty Engels was married to Shirley Jones, like that. And my family looked at me like, no, nah, we don't know who any of those people are, or we don't care. And why are you blurting it out? And no one asked you.
Party's wandered out of the back room again.
It's like it's my comment board. I just feel like someone, there's a fact I know, and it's come up in conversation. So it's time to yell it.
Wow.
That's the way I'm glad God I have a radio show, because it doesn't seem inappropriate.
Yeah.
So, that Harry, he's a lot of TV nostalgia. But then when you're at a dinner party with me, you go, this guy. Uh-oh. He's going to be talking about Gilligan's Island or Shemp or some nonsense.
The voice you hear is Hardy White. Hardy D. White. Yes.
I have that middle name, huh? So when I started, I don't know if it's given too much. For some reason that I don't know. Ken got confused about my name for a bit. not for long.
800. There was some confusion. Get the number. 968. And I just talked over Hardy White. How many people get to do that?
No, you have to be quick.
800-989-9368. Or pledge my favorite way, WFMU.org. You'll see where to click on there. It's real easy. It's real fast. And it's a lot of fun. And you know, Hardy, you don't have pledger's remorse when you pledge to WFMU. It makes you feel good. You get this bomb of warmness that just emanates from the center part of your body. You just feel so, I'm so glad I did that. So many pledgers. Oh, I am so glad I just pledged to WFMU, you know, and they feel so good. They feel so good. So,
yes.
If you want to feel better, if you want to feel good, pledge to Hardy White Miracle Nutrition and WFMU. And we got some more folks to thank here, Hardy.
Let's thank them then.
Let's do it. Robert in Franklin, New Jersey, a T-shirt size pledge.
Robert, thank you.
He says, thanks for keeping us mentally fit, Hardy.
Oh,
that's beautiful. Thank you. Anne from West Lafayette. This is Indiana. How do you say Lafayette, Hardy? In Alabama, they say Lafitte.
Oh, no, we say Lafayette here because we have a Lafayette High and we're Fayette County.
Yeah. I live in Fitt.
Oh, wow.
That's what they say, yeah.
I'm in Fayette.
Fayette.
Oh, Fayette, yeah. County.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, For Sales is also near here.
Yeah.
Just like the French. We have Versailles.
Whatever the locals pronounce it, that's the way it is.
It's fine. I'm not going to change anything. I don't want to say the name of my street, but there's a debate about how my street is pronounced. And I realized I was wrong. I'm wrong. I've been wrong for 15 years. I've been saying it wrong, but that's all right.
Anne says to Hardy, our family absolutely loves you.
Oh, boy, I love to hear that. I love talking to families.
I'm having a ball interrupting you, man.
You're not interrupting me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm letting you.
He's letting you. Oh, stop, Hardy, stop. No. Okay, don't stop, Hardy.
I'm not going to stop.
Okay, here, wait. I'm easily confused. Let me see. I throw that card there.
Are we still thanking?
Yeah, we're thanking. Ian in Rockaway Park, a premium-sized pledge.
Thank you, Ian. I'll talk about that premium, too. Remind me.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely
feel all the blessings. Shestin. Bye-bye. I hope I'm saying your name right. Please.
I know, boy.
From Brooklyn.
That's...
Yeah. Love your special brew of meaningful mumbo-jumbo, Hardy. Thank you
so much.
She says, thank you for existing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is...
Hardy will come and do your dishes for a year.
Let me think about it. I don't want to commit. I'll go do your dishes.
Hardy?
I'll go do a year's worth of dishes.
Hardy.
Because I don't think it would take a year.
Well, I got Erica here in the phone room. Sam, you know what?
Oh, Erica, Sam. Thank you. You know, we didn't...
They are not laughing at anything I say. I mean, I'm in your shadow here, wit-wise, you know, but I've been working
on
year.
No, it's not.
Oh, come on.
It's not like they're busy. They're scared to death. Talking to people on the
laughing.
Phone.
I'm not even getting a curl of the corner of
the mouth.
They're
terrified. They have to speak to, they don't know who's calling. It's New Jersey, and they're sitting next to a phone. They're in terror. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen if I pick this up.
I need some feedback.
I feel the same way.
I need some feedback.
I would talk on the radio like for hours rather than sit there at the phones for 10 minutes. I get so scared about them. I don't know if it's, I think it's, that's not just being shy, though. That's being something. But I'm afraid, I get afraid I'm going to mess up, and it makes me mess up. And so that's why if there's like name reading too, I get very upset. Like if I get somebody's name wrong, and I'm trying to, I'll never be flipping about it. That's one of the, you know, I didn't drop from the womb a person who's not a jerk. I had to learn to not be a jerk. Part of it was learning how to respect other human beings, learning how to give dignity.
Yes.
And names are very important that way. If someone tells you their name, that's a very sacred thing to me. I'm going to get it right because I believe you when you tell me about you, who you are. So when you tell me who you are, I say, I believe you. That's who you are. You get to tell me who you are. And I think that, you know, is something that's not universal. That's not a universal value. If you like that value in this station or me, then please let us know. I think this is it's about values, even the silly stuff. So my premium is my goofy kind of TV. I like to do TV on the radio.
Yes.
And so I've included my Twin Peaks Roxford Files mashup and the TV ads that go with it. And then also my version of Quatermass in the Pit, the Hammer Classic.
Mm.
And also, I believe, my Halloween Baba Yaga horror show is on there too.
Wow.
I hope they all fit.
Do you have any bobblehead dolls of 1970s TV actors and actresses?
No,
do you have a Huggy Bear bobblehead doll?
No, but you know, I went to this. No, but I might have a picture of it because I went to this extraordinary museum in, where was I? Connecticut.
Yeah.
Connecticut. And I will remember, it'll dawn on me where it is in a minute. It might come to me, but it's a museum. That it's like a small toy museum. It was a private collection that this couple amassed over decades. And it started with like Popeye toys and like Disney toys. And then it got out of control.
Yeah.
And it is every toy and cartoon kind of thing that you can imagine. Every marketing thing that went with any TV show ever. You know, so if you're like, if you had a lunchbox in the 70s or something, that I wonder what happened to it. It's on the ceiling. So I was like, I said to the docent, I guess, what are you? I said, you know, do you have, I'm looking for, I'd love to see my Lancelot Link secret chimp lunchbox that I lost in fifth grade or whatever. And he was like, there it is. And I was, I teared up a little bit. And it wasn't really nostalgia as much as sometimes these things are just really aesthetically pleasing. Because you can't have nostalgia for an era you don't remember, you know. So some of these very old Popeye toys or something, they didn't trigger anything for me. But I was like, wow, that just, what a gorgeous object! I can't, like a kid would have been, the excitement that all of it represents. Like if you got it for a present or something. Some of it is ridiculous. Like there is like Huggy Bear stuff, and it's like I don't know about a Chips. Who wants to hug, you know? Chips, I guess. I guess Punch, maybe. I don't know, but not really. So, but
I thought you were talking about eating something. Fug a chip?
Chip? No, Chips. California Highway Patrol. Situational.
Yeah,
I believe it stands for
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada, yeah. And he was his name was Ponch or Poncherello or Poncherellistein.
Yeah, that's right.
I think, and they'd shorten it. And then rode the motorcycles out there doing the. They were, I don't know. So,
oh,
right.
You got a Buc-ee's in Kentucky?
There's a Buc-ee's in Richmond. Yeah, right close.
Yeah, have you ever been there? You've been to Buc-ee's?
No, I try. I just passed it the other day, and I was like, pull over, and my friend went, no. So I don't know why I wanted to see it. I want to see it.
Well, there's...
But I haven't been in a proper... I've been in, like... Have I been? I think I've been in one on my travels, but I have not been in the local one.
Oh.
But I was thinking about getting a... They have some condos in there, some little two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath that are lovely. I think I was thinking about moving in. There's a Buc-ee's going to have an assisted living. There's going to be the swimming pool. They're going to do a high-rise out there. It's going to be nice.
Wow.
So all Buc-ee's, all under one, all one big integrated Buc-ee's thing. You don't have to leave it. You don't have to leave the Buc-ee's. They call it the campus. You don't have to leave the Buc-ee's campus, really.
They have golf carts. You can drive around. You get from one end of the gas pumps to the other.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's, I know, like, about halfway down the gas pumps, there's like an inn. There's a little, if you need to stay, say, I'm kind of tired. And you can stay there and say, I'm going to get down. Because I'm, where are you going? I'm going to Diesel all the way down there. Oh, that's all the way. You got to, well, bless you, have a safe trip.
Yeah.
So they'll, yeah, those are amazing.
So
I don't
know. When you go, Hardy,
you
should check out, be on the lookout for two things. The men's restrooms, the stalls are hermetically sealed from every other stall.
Well, I'm for that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember the days of there not being a door on the bathroom stall?
Oh, God.
I mean, how many people were traumatized when they were 8 years old and had to stop at the Phillips 66?
They did that at school. I think my kindergarten was like that. I walked in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no,
oh.
No. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No, sir. I have dignity. I may be five or whatever, but I have been raised already around people. My grandfather wears a tie to mow the lawn. You're not going to get me to drop my pants in front of these strangers.
Well, you know, man, when I closed the door at Buc-ee's in the restroom there, my ears popped from the pressure. I mean, it's just
literally.
I was like, man, yeah. The other thing is, and you might have encountered people like this, is I was at a Buc-ee's near Auburn, Alabama, and this guy kind of sauntered up to me. I was looking at pecans, and he said, oh, those are good pecans. And I said, oh, yeah, yeah. I really wasn't. He goes, if you get some, you ought to get the honey-coated ones. They're fresher. Mm. You know, and I was talking back and forth, and I realized the guy didn't work there. He just came to Buc-ee's, and he hung out, and he would just, he was like retired, and he would just amble up to people and like start talking to him about the Buc-ee's stuff. And these kind of people show up in, bless their hearts, at like fireworks places. You know, you're looking at these fireworks barns, and you stop at the Golden Shower.
I'll show you. Look at them M80s there.
That's right.
They're going to give you good explosive power there.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah.
40.
And do you realize the guy doesn't work there?
No, just... I get that Cracker Jack brand. I get some moisture problems with Red Devil, and I get these Cracker Jacks.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a basket.
Yeah, then the lady comes from around the counter, and she's like, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Ronnie, we told you to stay out of here. Get out of here, Ronnie. You know, goes back, you know, and leaves. But that's a Buc-ee's thing, man.
Oh,
you know?
It's a place of purpose. See, this is what the malls, you see, I'm against closing the malls. You know, they were,
yeah.
These communities were made these, the centers of their, you know, their town center for a lot of people. It was a very important social. I'm not being flip or anything. Like a mall was a super important place for people, lonely people, old people. You could go
and
find somebody you know and hang out and not. And then as they started closing them, you know, people supposed to shop online, and it's alienating. There's a great movie called Jasper Mall. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, it's Jasper, Alabama, man.
Yeah, oh, God.
I kind of know the filmmaker.
Oh, do you?
I know her mom.
Oh,
who lives in Montgomery, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's a, gosh, that's a good piece. And it really does express, like, just how, you know, tragic it is to yank communities, sort of town centers away from them. And it's so cynical. And we have this here. This is like a, in many ways, WFMU is like a shopping mall. And we all got little stores. You know, we all got little specialist stores there. You got your, somebody's got the drummer streamer kiosks.
Yeah.
But then some people have a actual store. And then there's anchor stores like Clay. Clay's like Macy's. So you got the anchor stores are your 3 hour shows.
Yeah.
And then your 1 hour stores are your, like your Spencer's and all that. So that's what we're doing, right? So I feel like it is the mall, and you can go to store to store. Now, does everybody go in every single store? No. So, like, a lot of times that, you know, just like the delinquents will come in, they head right to the arcade, right? They're not going to be bothered with going to Dazzle. Is that a store? Is Dazzle a store?
Dazzle?
I feel like it is.
Yeah, man, that's what you get. No, I was going to say that's where you get Orange Julius, but you get an Orange Julius at Orange Julius.
Yeah, right, because that's hence the name, or Cap'n Orange.
It's Spencer's, though. That's where you get, like, the hip-hop potato chips and the blacklight posters and funky little stocking stuffers that are sort of quasi-naughty, right?
Yeah, they got kind of full-on naughty stuff. They've gone, like, a little too naughty now.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be kind of suggestive, and now you go, away, halala.
Yeah.
That's not suggestive. Well, it still does smell like incense. I would be in there, you go, you smell the incense, and you see fake poo, and you go, man, oh, it's like, everything's messed up. Nothing's right. All the smells are wrong.
Okay, it's 10 minutes.
Oh, we just 10 got 10 minutes.
Until they close the mall. Yeah, it's 10 minutes.
Yeah,
until
they're closing
the mall.
Now you're allowed. I guess you're allowed to stay there for a little bit longer. I guess after the mall closes, they got to
give
you
some spending
money
and shopping, and or you know the security guard. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So, get your pledge in for Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition. It's
also
a miracle,
you can send,
and it's nutritious. Go ahead.
You can send Kevin and I a message too. It's a way of, like,
we love it.
You know, getting in on the. Say, hey, you guys, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about blah, blah, blah.
Just like Rick from Fairlawn, Jersey.
Rick from
Fairlawn. Yeah, nice pledge. Thank you. Thank you. I love Hardy White, but this combo is even better.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Hardy. All right.
What do
you think about that? Huh. I think we could, man.
I could call Kevin,
we're going to team up.
Yeah.
Did you ever see, what is the movie where Danny, which is Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby, and they team up? They're in the army together.
And then Dr. Strangelove.
It is, and then that's where the movie. It's like Holiday Inn, maybe, or something.
Or White Christmas. It's
White Christmas.
Yes,
that's what it is. It's White Christmas. So they're in the army together,
right.
And then they team up. They team up, see?
Yeah.
And Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby.
Okay.
And they make all a lot of money, and then they still have problems. So that could be us.
Yeah.
I think we could do that. We could team up, then together we make all this money and all these problems.
We can invest in Buc-ee's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Perrin family in Olive Ridge, New York. They are they're pledging on top of their swag for life.
They do heavy
lifting. Oh, wonderful. The whole family is pledging. Yeah, that's so cool. Thanks.
I love when kids, and I think about, like, okay, now I've been on like a few years, right? Little kids, let's say they were 7 or 8, and they're in college now.
Yeah.
If they were listening then.
Yeah.
Which is that'll blows my mind.
Yeah. They say, thanks for true love. We love you, the Perrin family.
Hey, I wanted to say, because I said about kids, there's a thought I didn't get out before, and I need to get this thought out, and it's about inheritance. It's about unbroken lines of things that have been passed down and values and things. And that's what this radio station has.
Yes.
It has, and I'm talking about concrete things like songs, different genres, different types of music, different artists.
Yes.
Those lines get interrupted. Uh-huh. It is not guaranteed that future generations, that they will be able to be affected by the things that affected you and changed your life.
Yes.
You have an inheritance. You must get it to future generations. You must get it to young people. We have to keep going and doing these things. Sometimes I do an old style of radio. That style is fading because it couldn't adjust for a modern world that requires things to be commodified in a certain way. It's just too messy. It's just too sloppy. They couldn't find a package to put it in.
Yes.
You know, so this is the only way to get some of those things.
Right.
But I can't be the last of the goofy people doing the voices skits or something. It has to keep going. I can't be the last of the people rambling on like Gene Shepard. Excelsior, you fathead. That can't be. I can't be the last one. We can't interrupt this music. This is a Library of Alexandria situation. If it is gone, it is gone forever. We must continue it. This is an important thing. You want a purpose? I'll tell you, life, if you've been looking for a purpose in life, and I'm not being flip about this.
No, hold
sometimes
on.
The purposes are right in front of your face.
All right,
sometimes
right.
Your purpose is to continue a thing, to keep a light burning.
Yes.
You know, it might not seem special. So I just have to sit here and make sure this flame doesn't go out. Yes.
Yeah.
But if you're not there, you know how many people it affects?
Yeah.
It affects millions of people for eternity. So is that not important enough for you? And I'll tell you what, if you want to do something, if you want to make an impact, and it doesn't go unnoticed, I see your name, I know who you are. And I don't say it in a creepy way, but I mean, I can see you,
never.
And you are noticed, and you are appreciated. And you can know in your heart, I'm holding up one of these pillars. You know, I'm holding here as the foundation starts to shake. You can use my shoulders, friends, and it can ride on your shoulders. And these wonderful, all these sounds and all this knowledge can be passed down. And that's really, I don't mean to get too serious there, but yes, I do.
Hardy White at the finishing line, brothers and sisters, beloved. That's it, in a nutshell. Be moved. 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. Do it on your phone and pledge to Hardy White, you know, a true angelic being that is among us here every week. And we want to hear him this next year. You can make that happen. Just like Tim from Ridgewood, he's pledging part of his swag for life. Thanks for scratching that mental itch. You don't need Blue Star ointment. You got Hardy.
You don't need Baby Gold Bond.
You got
no
Hardy.
Baby Gold Bond.
Hardy,
you got Hardy.
Yeah, Greg in Detroit, Michigan.
Thank you, Greg.
Hardy, he's pledging part of his swag for life.
Excellent.
And he's looking forward to tuning in to his pledge premium. Thanks for being out there. Thanks to you, Greg, for being out there. I love Detroit, man. Oh, we got a staff pledge here. Matt, Brother Matt, I don't say his whole name. Matt Favash. Matt, hey, he's got a big old screw in his upper arm. It looks like he got it from like Home Depot. Yeah. He hurt his, he can't play bass. He can't play bass with hoof and mouth. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's here. He's here. He, you know, he's feeling good. He showed me the X-ray. It was crazy, man.
Oh, that is
this
crazy.
Big
oh, bless your heel.
Screw. You two guys should do this every week. Way more entertaining than chips.
Oh, yeah, it would
Thanks,
be.
Matt.
We could even put a
Matt. He's being Matt.
Hey, Kevin, get on our motorcycles.
Well,
there's a crime we need to head out to.
Well, you know, I got to finish my milkshake.
All right, I'll wait. We gotta get going, though, brother. Yeah, that would be fun. I'd like to do that. Just like a buddy show, but we don't really do anything.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Oh,
I'm all for that.
We got Scotty from Knoxville. He is.
Oh, that man.
He is up in his swag for life to
it. He is amazing.
Half of an astronomical amount.
Oh, that's and, yeah. That's Scott. That's Scotty hey. C from Tennessee. He's beloved. What a what a great friend.
All right, man. These folks are in physical therapy, so that you know you have to. They're working on the hand clapping, man. You know, it's part of their therapy. Says, thanks for all you do, Hardy. Thanks to Kevin too. Thank
and
you, Scotty. Yeah, Scotty like C from Tennessee. Scotty C from Tennessee. Woo!
Yeah, a lot of people know him up, but he's come up and volunteered quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we got some more pledges here, Hardy. I got to get on the ball here. All right. We've got Chandler from Nyack, New Jersey.
Thank you, Chandler.
No, New York. Should I say that right? Nyack. I want to hold a pillar. I love you, Hardy. Your words have sustained me for years. Take this humble offer on top of my swag.
Oh, thank you so much.
Swag.
That helps.
Lovely from New Woodstock. What a wonderful name. Forever grateful for joining in the ritual each week with you, Hardy. Grateful for your creativity, your voice, and your love. Much love to you too, Kevin. I still shout, I was standing. Oh, that's my theme song. Yeah. Yeah.
I do too.
After,
I was going to end the show
right.
doing it.
Yeah. After every shimp chive. Yeah. I miss it, though.
I miss throwing the show to you. That was fun.
That was fun, wasn't it? We didn't exploit that, it looks like. Okay. I got to add this. I got to add this total in here. Okay. What are we looking at? We got. Oh, Lord, we got a minute. We really have a minute.
We really have a minute. Let's do our
mahogany. Yeah.
You are listening to WFM. This is Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White and Kevin Nutt. And you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online at WFMU.org. Oh, my gosh. It has been so great to be here with you, Kevin.
Okay, Hardy, it's been amazing. I'm going to call you like Sunday night and see what you're doing. We can just chat.
You can totally do that.
Okay, we've got in the phone room, we got a bunch of knuckleheads. We have Erica, Sam,
Patrick,
of course, Ike. Everybody knows Ike. Erica, Sam, Patrick, Ike.
Oh, thank them. I didn't thank the people last.
I should have remembered all week worrying about it. Sorry, Jake. No, you know, they're the congregation here every week. And real quickly, let me thank Alex from San Francisco. Hardy and Kevin are my spirituality. Oh, thank you, Alex. That's so
thank
nice.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jim
Alex.
Jim from Montville, New Jersey, sprinkling some pixie dust from Swag for Life for Hardy.
Excellent.
My brother Steve, I don't say his whole name. Steve Grauberger from Lounsboro, Alabama. Steve, Kevin is the best. Hardy is the best. Steve, an amazing person. I'll talk about him on my show. Thanks, Steve. Steve, you're amazing. He's recorded one of the greatest body of field recordings and music in Alabama in the last 60 or 70 years. And Mike, we're going to leave with Mike from Wharton, New Jersey. And that's it. Hardy, man, this
all
has
right.
been so
Thank
much
you.
Fun.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, everybody.
Yes.
See you again next week.
Bye-bye.
You're the best.
Amazing.
Yeah. I think I will have to smear.
Okay, good.
I heard you.
To make me feel so